What's that one? Oh, I got it. What's your favorite subject?
Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Spike's Record Rack.
Field recordings, found sound, soundscapes, ambience.
Bells, bugs,
whispers, and plinks.
Hosted by
Stephen Bradley
and Edward Rahelski.
Every fifth Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Bells, bugs, whispers, and plinks.
On WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC.org.
Mending every heart. a broken heart, you're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, devotion, dear, my Zekia. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, thou God, that is who you are.
Yes, beloved, that is who God is. And he's awesome. He can move mountains. Awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Give me strength where I've been weak. Forever he will reign. Hallelujah.
All a second birth, and from heaven he came down to free all that were bound.
Praise his holy name. My God is awesome. You know, we use that word a lot for a lot of things. But beloved, there's only one that's awesome. And that's my God, your God, our God. Hallelujah. Yahweh, Jehovah, El Shaddai. Yes, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And this is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC right now, 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond, WGXC.org online anytime. You can find us. Go to the archive section. Put in bright side, Pastor Kim, Kim L. Singletary. You'll find me there, all right? We can bring the brightness, the sunshine. Amen. This is the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And you heard first up, yes, beloved, we heard from Sinash, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. And then also after that, I just had to get into the awesomeness of God with a remix of the blessed song that hit the charts some time ago. Awesome. A remix with Canton Jones, Isaac Carey, Jay Reedy, and The Truth. And then we got more music coming for you. Yes, we do. We got five songs back to back. 29 minutes of music, praise the Lord, before I come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. We have Redeemer by Nicole Mullins, The Medley by Ty Tribbett, You Deserve It, J.J. Hairston, For the Rest of My Life, and Put a Woman in Charge, Kib Mo featuring Roseanne Cash. All right, we're going to come with back with that. Hallelujah. So you relax. You can't relax too much if you're at work or if you're on the road, but you know, you do what you got to do. Just stay right here. Don't go nowhere, because we got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we got more coming up right now with Redeemer.
The sun, where to stand in the morning, and who told the ocean you can only come this far, and who showed the moon where to hide till
everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. A simple song. Y'all got to come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time, anytime. You can go to the archive for The Bright Side. Yes, there's a bright side somewhere, right now, right here with me on WGXC. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, the music with the message, and You Deserve It by J.J. Hairston is currently playing. And after that, we've got more music coming up for you, For the Rest of My Life, and Put a Woman in Charge. Well, you know where I'm going with that, right? After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all got it now? Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory belongs to
you. Everybody lift your hands right here and say,
Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come.
For the rest of my life.
Put a woman in charge. Charge! Here we come. Praise be to God, beloved. How you doing today? I hope you're doing well. I hope we're helping you to do well. Whatever you're going through, what you're coming out of or going into, God is with you. We want you to know that for sure. He loves us. He won't forget about us. He won't forget us. Praise God. He'll always forgive us, never forsake us. That's his promise. Praise the Lord. And to those who believe and receive, we can clap and snap and say, amen. Amen. So here I am, Pastor Kim. I am pastor of Overcoming Ministries International Church, the church without walls, beyond walls. And I'm just delighted to be back with you and to share some of my biblically based and spiritually inspired views on the news. All right. So First off, I want to say condolences. I was not aware of the passing of Richard Simmons. And then I was made aware of the passing last Saturday of Congresswoman Sheila Lee Jackson, from Texas, longstanding Congresswoman, outspoken advocate for black and brown and poor people. And so we thank God for her service to her community and our country. We give our condolences to her family. And, you know, there are so many people we know. There are so many people who have passed from this side to the next over the last week, even this morning before we woke up, even as I speak. All right. So our condolences to all who are suffering the mourning of a loved one's passing. And the separation through death. Yes, beloved. And, you know, we can grieve lots of things in lots of ways. We can grieve the loss of a job or the loss of a business, you know, a friendship, praise the Lord. But some of those things, you know, we can grow from, we can go on from. Some of those things may be restored, right? Not minimizing the experience of that kind of grief. Know it well, praise be to God. But want to extend this particular shout out and encourage the prayers for those who have lost loved ones to the sleep of death. And just pray that before they close their eyes on this side, that they came to know the Christ who is the bridge over those waters, right? Who has given his life that we might have a right to live in the eternal paradise of God in our Christ. So that's my thoughts and prayers on that this morning. Prayers for all of you. We pray for you all the time. Overcoming Ministries is a prayer filled, a prayer movement. Amen. And we pray. We have a prayer ministry at 7:30 every morning for 7 years. We did it 7 days a week. And then on the eighth year, God gave us a new beginning and gave us a Sabbath rest on Saturday morning. So we pray for 6 days a week. And we've been doing that for over 10 years, beloved. We've seen God do some miraculous and marvelous things. So, and we know we're not the only ones who know the power of prayer. So if you're not aligned with a fellowship, aligned with a praying church, a praying family in God, you know, we're here for you. All right. So just want you to know that, too. So I wanted to, you know, look at the week in review, as they say. Praise be to God. Last Sunday, you know, there was that historic announcement by our president, Joseph Robinette Biden, who for the sake of the nation, hallelujah, in a grand move, a heartfelt move to unite not only his party, but the nation. He stepped down from running for re-election. I think that if I'm correct, that the only other time that has happened was with George Washington. Amen. When he decided to step out of running for yet another term as the president of the United States, concerned that it might lead to the path of this becoming a monarchy, just under another name, right? And here we are in 2024, looking at that, looking down the barrel of that same kind of a weapon, the weaponization of the office of president, and turning it into a monarchy or a dictatorship under another name, in the views of some, allegedly, okay? But so when President Biden stepped down, Vice President, as that office is designed to do, steps up, right? He endorses his running mate and vice president over the last 3.5 years wholeheartedly. And the endorsements started flooding in. I think it was historic, the number of endorsements she received, like in a 24-hour period. I think by a 48-hour period, she had all of the delegates she needed to be the presumptive nominee for the convention coming up in just a few days. And I understand that there were $81 million that was raised in like a 24-hour period and tens of thousands of volunteers who signed on for to work in that campaign. All of those are noteworthy. All of those deserve accolades just for the spirit of the country and the determination of people to give and to serve, right, to share their time and their talent and their treasures, right, and these causes that they believe in so strongly. That's admirable and worthy of accolades. Then on Friday, we saw, and, you know, I'll be talking more about Vice President Kamala Harris, of course, over the days and weeks to come. So, you know, don't think that I'm just skimming over the fact that, you know, God's given us another chance on that. But you'll hear more about that in a minute. But then on Friday, we had these the Olympics begin, and 11,000 athletes, I guess with coaches and other staff also, but 11,000 went to Paris to participate in 32 sports, 329 events. Billions of dollars were spent to do that. And we give snaps and claps. I love the Olympics. It was wonderful watching the opening ceremony with my 86-year-old mother. And she was like, oh, I'm so glad that, you know, you came by so we could do this. I haven't seen this before. This is her first year living so close to me in over 30, almost 40 years, right? So it was really a blessing to be able to share that with her. And so, yeah, you know, people are putting their time and their treasure into all kinds of things that they believe in and using their gifts and their talents in ways that, you know, we can all appreciate. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the Christian community, talking to my brothers and sisters, the Christian community and allies of the Christian community, allies of faith, allies of the message and the movement of God in this terra firma, this place where, you know, the word tells us that the adversary of God and man is the prince and the power in the air, the God of this world, little g, right? And so there's a call to us, beloved. There's a call to us. And, you know, in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19 and 20, we find the call given to those who would follow Jesus Christ as the Great Commission, it is known. They told us to go into all the world, to go, right, to go. Someone once said, one of my dear friends pointed out that the first two letters in the word go, the word God is go. Amen. The first two letters in the word God is go. And so, beloved, I'm going to be sharing, I'm running out of time already, but I'm going to be sharing in the weeks to come more about the opportunities given to us in the cultural context in which we're living today, the social context in which we're living today, dealing with, you know, the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 and the way people are interpreting that, the way scripture may be showing that, interpreting that. I want to be talking about, you know, the things that are going on in climate change and what scriptures have to say about that, and the challenges and the opportunities for us who are called by Jesus Christ to go into the world, amen, and to go as one. This has been a remarkable journey for me up here in Columbia County, under an edict, a commission from the Lord to unite the body of Christ to go. And we've been having such much fun with that. Some challenges and great opportunities. We had last Saturday, the Gospel Festival, and expanded to a tri-county celebration of the goodness of God. And there were people who came and said, I've never heard gospel music like this, you know, or I was so glad I came. And then there were some who were, you know, kind of like, this is not the gospel the way I remember it. And noses got turned up a little bit. Praise be to God. But, you know, Paul, apostle, said, I become all things to all people that I can win some. Amen. And that's what we do when we go, beloved. And that's why we do the way we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, yes, my word to us as Christians is to listen for the voice of our good shepherd, Jesus the Christ. John chapter 10, he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Oh, beloved, the challenge and the opportunity to us today is to follow Jesus and listen for his voice. There's a lot of voices out out there today. A lot of chatter, a lot of noise. But you know what? Get into the Word of God. Get into a good Bible-based teaching and believing, a fellowship. Hallelujah. And we are one of those too, you know, but they're all around us, right? But hallelujah. Listen for the voice of Jesus above all the noise. Hallelujah. And let us put our hands to the plow. Hallelujah. As the volunteers are signing up to serve Kamala, oh, let's volunteer and serve the Lord. As the athletes are going all across the shores and waters to show off the gifts and talents God has given them, let us do the same. How about that? All right, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. Listen, we are here with the music that has the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That is also what we do. Put a woman in charge. Yeah, listen for the voice of the Lord. All right. Believe for it. That's coming up what next with Miss Vicky Wine. Cece Wine and sister-in-law, former sister-in-law. God bless you, beloved. And listen, we can believe for it. Yes, beloved, we believe for it. God is the way, the truth, and the life, and we believe for it. He can do the impossible. He can make things all new. Yes, he can, and yes, he does. We have a new website for Overcomer Ministries International Church. It's omichurch.com. You can find there all things about Overcomer Ministries. And if you want to connect, you know, you want to find out more, check it out, omichurch.com. Also, we have a prayer page there. If you have a prayer request or prayer need and you want to share that, you can put that there. And we will be praying for you, as well as information about our prayer line number. All right. So, beloved, I hope you have a great Sunday, a great new week. By the time the week ends, we'll be into the eighth month, the new month of the year. And praying for you even now, and invite you and encourage you to pray over your new month and ask God to show you the way, direct your path, and keep you safe. Love you much. God loves you more. Remember never to forget. Amen. No matter what it looks like, sounds like, seems like, the sun is still here. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Happy birthday to all you celebrating your birthdays in this month of July and in this week coming. And a special shout out to my neighbor, Papa Jack. Happy birthday, Papa Jack. To our friend and son, my son from another mother, Rizzo, who has celebrated his birthday last week. And all of you out there celebrating, hallelujah, we celebrate you too. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm on my way out. But hallelujah, as I leave this line, we got some more music for you. Yes, we do. Bigger. We believe in God for bigger things in August of 2024. Bigger things in these last 4 months of the year. We're believing God for bigger. Enjoy. God bless you.
If you're not believing for nothing, just chill. But if you're believing for a promise from God, lift your hands and receive it. Come on, receive it.
I believe
every word
you say.
And I receive.